Hello.
Yeah, Miss Joanne, good morning. It's Jasmine. How are you today?
I'm okay. Yeah, I didn't get back
to you.
Sorry,
I was just following up with you. It's okay.
Yeah, I know. Well, we're thinking about changing with you guys. Yeah, it might be better than, I mean, like I said, we tell them to change the schedule. Like, if one has to go somewhere. Like, last night I had to watch Linda for the Joe Lynn lady because she had something to do. And they just never put it in. I had to talk to them 3 times about it.
Oh, my God.
And then it messes
that's
up
horrible.
The schedule. It is. I mean, there's no communication. This is Haley here with me. She's the caregiver usually during the week, during the day. And you told me you got to go just like you go on an app and you sign in.
Yeah, you sign in. So, like, let's say once you're on payroll and there's 3 caregivers, if I'm just going to use you for example. If Joanne cannot make it at her scheduled time, Haley's the second caregiver or the third? Just give me the name
second.
Of the other one. So, like, let's say Haley shows up and she's going to be able to cover your shift. She could just clock in.
Okay. See, this here we can't. They have individual things. And it's not like what we have to do with this one. We have to go in, clock in, and then the GPS comes up. And like I said, we do go out to eat sometimes. We go away. So we're not always home here with Linda. Linda's with us.
Right.
Well, here we can, it'll say we're 2,000 miles away, feet away from Linda or something stupid. So then they always have to call and ask those questions, you know. And I told them, explained it from the beginning. Linda lives here with me. We do not leave her ever alone. We take her wherever we go, you know. So why do we have to keep answering these same questions?
Yeah, that's horrible. We don't work like that.
So with yours, you just punch in.
Right. It's through the EBB. It's the HHA app. And so you punch in, you put in your codes for the day. Right. And then because it's a 96-hour case and there's more than one caregiver involved,
mm-hmm.
We get the schedules and we coordinate, and then if there's any changes to that schedule, you can, one second, Ms. John. So, Ms. Joanne, to answer your question better, so, like, let's say you want it to go over, because what it is that once you communicate with the service coordinator that there's going to be a change in time.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you let your coordinator know, like, listen, this week an emergency showed up, Haley couldn't attend, I took over her hours, it's fine. But you just need to keep in mind that anything over 40 hours is time and a half, so the rate might change. That's why they ask you, because we pay overtime. That's the only reason why we would ask you. It's
right.
Because of the
they
overtime.
They don't pay overtime, so I don't understand. I mean,
why are they scrutinizing you then? They're not even paying you overtime.
I don't know. And it doesn't happen too much. Haley, I don't think, has missed a day. And Jolene, like I said, she had these plans for like 6 months now. So I text the coordinator over there. I said, look,
on
these dates.
They communicate with the coordinator. They do. They communicate ahead of time.
Right. We do tell them.
Oh,
well,
yes. No, you're good.
They don't
Joanne,
fix
you're good.
It.
We don't. You're not going to have those issues here with us. We don't do that.
Okay.
Yeah,
now another thing with this is she had Nicole for her Mara Health thing, you know, the Medicaid part that got her involved in this. She used to have a lady named Nicole. What's her last name? I forget. Well, anyhow, Nicole had moved on or did something else. We got another coordinator, Stephanie.
Let me see what she has. Give me 1 second. Let me open up the system. Mm-hmm. What's her first and last? You said Linda Howell. What's her date of birth?
Linda Howell. 321-48.
Howell, H-O-W-E-L-L, correct?
Correct.
Okay, let me just check to see what plan is she on. And Linda, you spell it L-I-N-D-A, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Okay, so AmeriHealth Caritas, she has the active waiver. So now talk to me about what happened with the service coordinator, because we can get,
okay,
we can ask to speak to a supervisor and get her on the line.
Okay, so her name is Stephanie is all I really know. She called me back in early January and said that Nicole was, you know, she was taking over Linda's case. So Linda should have had her 6-month review in February. So she said, I will call you at the end of January to set this up. Well, we're in March, and it took me 2 phone calls to finally get a response from her.
Mm-mm.
What now she's telling me to give an annual, she's going to do the annual, which is due in June. And so we never even met Stephanie. We don't know. Like I said, it took me 2 phone calls to get her to return me my message about this. And
we'll handle that. We will handle that. Because we have to email and call the service coordinator and her supervisor to get authorization to make any changes to the care plan. And they have to be able to speak to Linda or the person, the point of contact, to okay these changes. So
she does have a POA. Linda does have a POA, which is my daughter. She's not here all the time, but she's, you know, you can probably get a hold of her. Like I said, I'm her sister, Kaylee's her niece, and Jolynn is her granddaughter.
Yeah, no,
that takes care of her.
That'll be fine. You ladies can assist through the call. Because what we do is that we ask for the authorization, we put in the request to change over, and then they're going to call either Linda or the POA to confirm the changes. Once the changes are confirmed, then the service coordinator calls me back and gives me a start date. That's how it works.
Okay. Now, another question now that I have, will there be a lapse in a paycheck?
No.
Or will
no. So what you're going to do is you're going to, all of you ladies are going to continue to work with the agency you're currently working with until we fully take over, so there's no lapse in services for Miss Linda and no lapse in pay for you guys.
Okay. And you get paid every Friday, you said, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And I know you told me about the insurance. Haley's the only one that needs it, but you said
they're going to send her a whole sheet of all the caregiver benefits, what she can choose, not choose, and all their paperwork. And they're going to email you guys the hiring application as well, so you can overlook it and all of that.
And it's $15 an hour per aide or
per
caregiver.
Uh-huh. Just keep in mind that, like, let's say you took over Miss Haley's hours and then you do 35 plus her 35, you're going to go up, like, 70 hours worth of like 40-something worth of overtime. They will reduce your rate from 15 to, like, maybe 14 or 13.
Okay.
But that's only going to happen when you
have...
when you do that and you go over, all
right?
That doesn't happen all the time. Okay.
But
right,
you
yeah.
said it would be overtime also, correct?
Yes,
like,
overtime,
you know,
yeah, anything over 40 hours is time and a half.
Okay. Okay.
What's
okay,
the
so I
home
think
address, Ms. Joanne?
536 South 19th Street, Reading, PA, 19606.
19606?
Correct.
Is there an apartment number?
No, it's a house.
Okay, now give me, you're the first caregiver, Ms. Joanne Burks. No, Joanne, what's your last name?
Watkins, W-A-T-K-I-N-S.
Ms. Watkins, a good number to reach you is this one on my call ID. Now give me the second one, the second caregiver.
Okay. Haley, H-A-L-E-Y,
mm-hmm.
Beidler, B-E-I-D-L-E-R.
B-E-I-D-E-R, phone number?
No, now I'm confused. B-E-I-D-L-E-R.
Got it. A good number to return.
And her, 484-426-1526.
Okay, Jared. Who's doing the 21 hours?
Jolynn Heaster.
Jolynn, J-O-L-I-N?
Y-N.
Okay.
And Heaster is H-I-E-S-T-E-R.
I-S-T-E-R, Easter?
H-I-E-S-T-E-R.
Okay.
Correct.
And a good number to reach Miss...
No, wait, I don't know hers offhand. Haley's looking it up.
Okay. Okay, so you do 35. Miss Haley does 35. Miss Jolynn does 21. All
right. Right. And eventually we're trying to see when she had her annual meeting, we were going
to
talk about
and
night hours, because Linda is getting into this habit where she doesn't want to go to bed until like 11, 12 o'clock at night. So here, you know, they're taking care of her yet, Jolynn, and she's not getting paid for it. You know, I don't know what Linda's is. She used to go to bed at 9:30 or so, 10 o'clock, but not no more.
She wants to stay up at party. She's afraid of missing the action. Like, what's going on after I fall asleep?
Well, nothing, because I usually go to bed. We all usually go to bed by like that time by ourselves, you know, ourselves. But we found her walking in the hallway upstairs, said she was going to the bathroom. She has a cat, and she calls for her cat. If her cat in a bedroom, she's looking for her cat. I mean, it's not like a wandering issue, but it's just like
it's
wanting
scary.
To stay up.
And it's
right.
scary, because then if you're sleeping, you don't know, God forbid, she gets in, you know, turns on the stove and forgets or opens the door and runs out, or you just don't know.
Right.
So it's scary, yeah.
Did you find her phone number yet? She's still, wait, I can
tell
you.
Yeah, take your time. I'm putting in the referral right now so that we can get someone to assist you right now.
Okay, well, let me look up her phone number. Haley's trying and having no luck. Let me see if I can find it on my phone. It's 484-335-5092.
Got it. All right, let me see who's available to further you along in this 1 second. All right, now I'm going to have you write down some of our information. Just let me know when you're ready, okay?
Okay, I got a pen here. Let me just get a paper.
You're going to like working with Family First Care, because you're not going to have any of that nonsense going on.
What I don't understand is the communication. When I let them know about, like, if like last night with the change, it took me 2-3 times to try to get them to understand how to change it. And we went through 3 coordinators there since we were with them. And every time, I don't know what goes on, but anyhow, okay, I got a pen and paper.
So the name of the agency that's going to hire you ladies and assist Miss Linda onto new services is called Family First Care. That's
okay.
Family First Care. My name is Jasmine, and our direct number is 267-551-7400.
Okay. That's the number to the main place, correct?
Yep. And then my direct number, it's 267-551-7410. Same number, but ends in 10.
Okay. Yeah, I do have that one down from yesterday, yes.
Good. I'm going to transfer you to Ms. Dina. Ms. Dina is going to further you along. We're going to try to get Ms. Stephanie, Nicole, or whoever's involved in this case to give you guys a call back and to put in the request that you guys want out of there. You don't need to have this discussion with the current agency. Let Nicole or Stephanie call them and say, hey, Ms. Linda's no longer your patient. This is their end date.
Okay.
You're going to continue to clock in and out as usual, like I said. All right?
Okay.
All right, please hold while I get you, Ms. Dean, on the line, please.
Now,
hold.
One question when you said
yep.
that, one question. Now, this company we're with is under that HHA thing, too. How do we know when to switch?
The switch is going to happen when the service coordinator puts in the date of the transfer. So you have to wait for the service coordinator.
How do we know when to log into your company?
The coordinator here at Family First, once we receive the authorization, the service coordinator from Family First that's going to further you along in the hiring process, you're going to be assigned one, they're going to reach out to you and say, hey, you can start right now clocking in and out. This is your clock-in information. But during the process of getting the authorization, they're going to be prepping you for payroll. So they're going to be running your background, registering you, sending you the application, and getting you guys ready, adding you to payroll. So by the time the changes occur on a state level, you guys are ready to transition.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Please hold while I get you, Ms. Dean, on the line. It's been a pleasure assisting you, Ms. Joanne. Welcome to Family First Care, okay?
Thank you.
You call me if you need me.
I will. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
So now we're going to get applications and everything.
Hi, this is Dina with Family First Care.
Hi, Dina. This is Joanne.
Hi, you were just transferred from Jasmine, right?
Correct.
Okay, so I'm an intake coordinator, which means I'll be assisting you throughout the process of onboarding. Now, am I speaking with the patient or the caregiver right now?
Caregiver.
Caregiver. Okay, great. So basically, in order to start, just two things need to take place. We need your hiring links and documents sent over, and the insurance needs to send us an authorization. So I'm going to text you right now all the requirements that you need to fill out, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it'll come from Monica's line. Monica is with HR, and she'll be the one assisting you if you need any assistance, specifically with the documents. I'll be doing everything else, okay? Now, do you have a specific date that you're looking to start?
No, whenever you can get it all set up.
Great. So with Keystone, generally, they take 4 to 5 days to send everything, to send the authorization over to us. So between those days, you can fill out your documents.
Okay.
So let's aim for, let's exclude the weekend, so we'll just do business days. Let's aim for Wednesday next week, the 25th.
Okay.
Does that work for you? Okay. So that means that we'll be requesting the authorization for the 25th, and they're going to need to speak with your patient to confirm before sending anything.
Okay. Well, like I said, she has dementia. We're not sure how much she'll understand, but she does have a POA.
Okay. So the POA, they can speak with the POA. Do you have their number?
I don't know her. No, you know what? These cell phones mess you up. You don't remember numbers anymore.
It's true.
Her name is Deborah, D-E-B-R-A,
mm-hmm.
Beidler, B-E-I-D-L-E-R. And her number is 484-426-1599.
Okay, thank you. And is she around now? Do you want to request the authorization now, or do you want to call the service coordinator in your own time?
Haley's calling her now. I talked to her a little bit ago. She was in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
She's not here right at this minute, but...
Okay, no problem. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to call into the insurance and give them our information, and then as soon as they confirm with the POA or the patient, they'll be able to send everything over for the 25th. Okay.
And what number could Deborah be expecting to call from? The 267-551-74?
I'm going to send you a text message. I'm going to send you and Deborah both a text message with my name and contact information so you guys know who to reach out to from our agency. And then from the insurance, it'll be your service coordinator's number. So
okay.
Pull that up. Do you have that? Let me see if you have that. Hold on a moment. The patient's name is Linda?
The patient's name is Linda, yes.
Yeah, okay. All right, so let me pull it up now. Mm-hmm. right, give me one moment. Okay, there we go. So the service coordinator for Linda is Stephanie Burke.
Yes, I believe. We never met her yet, so I don't know.
Oh, okay, so she might want to do an assessment. Let me see if I have a number for her. Okay, I do have a number.
Well, it was Nicole. Yeah, it was Nicole. Nicole was here for her meetings twice, but I don't know what happened. Nicole moved on to another job or another position.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Then I was told we were getting Stephanie back in early January, and Stephanie was supposed to call at the end of January to set up her six-month review in February, which we never heard from her. And I reached out twice to contact her about the meeting, and now she's telling me it won't be till annual, till June.
June.
I don't know.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I hope that that shouldn't affect your services. That's more an assessment that she needs to have done once a year just to approve the continuation of the services. But she should be able to do the transfer right away because they're two separate things, really. So do you want me to send you Stephanie's number? I have her number and email right here.
Oh, I have her number in my phone.
Okay, good. All right. So we can try calling her now if you're interested, or you can call her in your own time. It's up to you. Either way, I'll be sending her all of the agency's information, so she'll have that, and she'll be able to send over the authorization.
Okay, well, must I call her, or can you? Because, like I said, I have a hard time getting through to her. It took me two times before she even responded back to me.
Okay. All right, I'll try to get a hold of her. How about this? When I get a hold of her, I'll add you into the line, or I'll add your POA into the line, Linda's POA.
Well, the POA is not here. She'll be here in about 15 minutes. She just talked. Her daughter just talked to her.
Okay, no problem. So I'll call the POA, Deborah. No, I'm sorry. I'll call Stephanie. Once I get through to Stephanie, I'll call Deborah, and we'll do a three-way call, and we'll get this done. All right?
Okay.
Do you have any questions for me?
Now,
okay. You
said you were going to send the hire work and all that stuff through text message into us, correct?
Mm-hmm. That's correct, yes. I'm going to send that to all three of the caregivers. I have Joanne, Haley, and Jolene.
Right. It's Jolene, but yeah. But anyhow, sometimes the text messages, and I don't know why, does not go through on my phone. They have to email me. But you can try the text message. If I don't get it, I will call back, and I will let you know I didn't get it. But usually they get it through their text message. I don't know why I can't, but.
All right. If you want to email me.
I mean, it might be your company.
All right.
Well, you can try the text. It's easier probably, but.
All right.
I mean, if I don't get it, I will let you know, and that way, because if they get theirs and I don't get mine, I know you're going to have to email me.
Okay. All right. So if you want, I can text it to you right now over the phone. Which caregiver are you?
What's that? I'm sorry.
Which caregiver are you? What's your
name? Joanne.
Okay. All right. I just sent them over. Let me know if you got them.
Okay. Monica with Family First Care?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And then there is test onboarding requirements, that? Yep, I got it.
Okay, great. All right, so just to summarize, there's an application form, there's a competency test. It's instead of the training, it's just a couple questions on caregiving. And then there's the direct deposit form, an I-9W-4 form for your taxes, and that's all the forms. Everything can be done online. And then regarding the documentation, we would need two form of IDs, so a license, a passport, a birth certificate, a social, anything like that. And then
I don't have a passport, and I don't know where my birth certificate is at this point. I do have a driver's license. And a Social Security card.
So those two are fine. That's all you need.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And then do you have a TB test that was done within the year?
No.
Okay. All right. So I'll have Monica reach out to you on that. And then the last requirement is a two-year proof of residency. So that can be any old ID, any pay stub that includes your name and your address, and it's from 2 years or prior, just to prove you've been in Pennsylvania for 2 years.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Monica will go through them with you in more detail if you have any questions while filling anything out. And just make sure to have everything done before Wednesday next week so we can start right away.
Okay, now Monica is going to be what, the care coordinator?
So she's in charge of all the documentation. She's from HR.
Oh, okay.
So all she does is, yeah, all she does is make sure that you have your documents in. Once you have everything in, you won't be in contact with her anymore.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I'll be assisting with the rest, so I'll be in contact with a service coordinator to make sure that everything can start on time and smoothly.
Okay.
All right. Okay, great. So you can reach out to me with any questions. I'll text you my number, and I'll begin the text message with my name so you can save me in your contacts.
Okay, great.
All
okay.
Right.
And you're going to be the coordinator, correct?
I'm an intake coordinator, so I'll be assisting you throughout the whole intake process, and then Linda will be assigned a permanent coordinator once you officially start the services.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right.
We're getting this.
Okay. Do you have any more questions for me?
No, you sent this to Jolene, Haley, and myself.
Yes, I just sent it to everybody, so they all should have received it.
Well, Haley went to pick up Debbie right now, so she ain't here to see if she received it, but we will work on this, hopefully get it done all today.
Great, okay,
and then you'll be back in contact with us, correct?
Correct. I'll be back in contact with you throughout the week, and you can call me also at any time, 9 to 5.
Okay, great.
All right.
Thank you very much, Monica.
No problem. You have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.